You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming into the Cards Cast, University of Louisville's newest football commitment, Max Cabana, offensive lineman out of Quebec City, Quebec, plays at East Hampton, Massachusetts at Williston Northampton School. Max, appreciate you taking some time to join us here in the Cards Cast so we can all kind of get to know you a little bit better.
Thank you for your time.
All right, and so let's start there with you're from Quebec City, Quebec. How did you end up in football down in Massachusetts? What's the quick story there?
Yeah, I actually started football in ninth grade, so like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I was terrible, honestly, at first, but I got pretty good after that. So I saw an opportunity for me to be better at football, and I always want to compete at a higher level. So I thought the best way to do it was to come to the United States, and that's what I did.
Nice. And what was the process of how to decide where you should go? I mean, was there a connection to Massachusetts? How did you end up there?
It's like I had three offers, like one in Virginia, one in Tennessee, and one in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. But final decision is always like my college decision is based on the family feeling, because it's like my second home. So I need a family feeling. And yeah, I felt good at Williston. So that's why I chose that one.
So, you know, Canada's certainly not, you know, obviously there's the Canadian Football League, but it's more known for ice hockey than it is for American football. So what sparked the interest to get into football?
I'm a big guy, so I always loved attack and everything. I was a goaltender in hockey, so I didn't really have any contact, but the physicality of football interested me, so yeah, I started playing in that grade.
Yeah, you mentioned you're a big guy. I think what I've got you at 6'5", 270, is that about correct?
Probably around 280 right now, but yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned you're a goalie in hockey. What was that like? What was that experience? And does that experience help you, you know, on the football field?
Yeah, of course. I'm for sure more flexible than many other players, but honestly, I was just playing for fun with my friends, because in Canada, hockey is basically a religion. So I was just having fun with my friend and practicing, and yeah, it was just for fun, not really like competitive level like football. So yeah.
Yeah. And once you started playing, you know, what, 3 years ago, how long did it take you to realize, or did somebody tell you or see you working out or what, to realize, you know, you've got potential to be pretty good at this?
Yeah. At first, my first year, like I said, I was terrible. But after that, the next year, I started on varsity. So in 1 year, I got pretty good. And the year after, I won like the O-line MVP at my school. So I thought I was pretty good, and I decided to go to the next level.
Yeah, and now obviously you've recently made the commitment to Louisville, a Power 5 school. How did that relationship begin? How did Louisville become aware of you?
I think it was just they saw some Twitter videos, because I was following a lot of coaches, and they were following me back, and probably Coach Bicknell saw a video, and he was really interested, and we started talking and calling a lot, and we did a lot of Zooms. Yeah. And we did the official visit too. So yeah.
And obviously, you know, being in Massachusetts, that was one of the places where you know, there was no season for you last year. How difficult was it? You know, I mean, obviously you realize you're pretty good, you're getting better, you know, so obviously the more reps you get, the more game experience you get, the better you're going to be. So how difficult was that not to have a season last year?
I got a lot of reps, because we practiced for 15 weeks without a game.
Okay, cool.
So I had a lot of reps, but I didn't have any like real games, so that was the sad part. But I think with all the videos I did on Twitter, and I did a lot of workouts and everything, so the coach were able to saw me a little bit, but not as much as if I had a season. So maybe that did not help me, but yeah.
You know, now, you know, like you said, you're reaching your goal, getting to the next level. You visited Louisville, Wake Forest has offered as well. You got a bunch of offers out of the Ivy League. What was it about the University of Louisville, Coach Bicknell, Coach Satterfield, that made it feel like, okay, becoming a Cardinal is what I need to do?
Yeah, it's like a big family. Louisville is really just a family, and the coaches are all close to the players. The players are all tied together. So I felt like it was the best place for me to be, and I feel like it's home.
Nice. What kind of stuff did you do on your official visit?
Mostly eating. I ate a lot.
Yeah.
We visited a campus tour and the facilities and everything. So yeah, the facilities are amazing.
It's funny, you know, when I'm talking to guys who've made official visits, you can almost guess by what position they play, by what they're going to say first on what they did during the official visit. And for offensive linemen, it's, you know, I was talking to one this morning. First thing that often comes up is, oh, the food was great.
Yeah, I can't complain.
You know, so when you're going through the facilities and meeting with the coaches, you know, well, let's go with the meeting with the coaches. When you're sitting down with Coach Satterfield, Coach McNeil, what kind of things were they telling you? How did they project that you would fit into their program?
I think they think I'm a pretty good player. And I want to work hard to play, of course, but we don't know yet. They need to see me. Like, they didn't see me play at all because I didn't have a season. Yeah. So they want to see me first and everything. But I think it could be a good addition to their program. So, yeah.
Again, we're joined by Max Cabana, the third member of University of Louisville's 2021 recruiting class, making the announcement to become a Cardinal earlier this week. What kind of a moment was that for you? I mean, was it a pretty difficult decision to make? What was that moment like when you're like, you know what, I'm going to go to Louisville? What was that decision like for you?
It was amazing. My families were so proud of me and everything because it's a big accomplishment. Like, there's no one at my old school that ever did something like that. And yeah. Nobody in Quebec is playing like football that had that level and everything. So it was really nice to see everybody. Like, a lot of my old friends were texting me to say that they were proud of me and everything. So it was really nice.
That's cool. How big is the Canadian Football League up there? What's the interest level like? How would you compare that like to the NHL? What would you know? What's it like up there?
I don't think you can compare it because the NHL is like I said, it was a religion, so it's not really comparable, but. Some people watch it, but it's not like as huge as the NFL and the US. So
totally different level of, you know, kind of more of like maybe a minor league sport up in Canada, I guess.
Yeah, kind of. It's still a good level, but it's not as popular as football.
Yeah,
as hockey, sorry.
Now, as you mentioned, we could tell by your accent as well. You know, you're Canadian. You're in Quebec City, Quebec, where. You still have to go into quarantine when you go back and forth. And we were talking before we started the podcast, you're nearing the end of that quarantine since you went home after your visits and stuff. What's that process been like? I mean, it's, you know, it's not something that I went through. I've had friends that had to experience that, but what's that like? I mean, it can't be too easy or too fun. Yeah,
it's honestly really boring. Like, it's my second quarantine in a month because when I came back from Massachusetts just to go home for 2 weeks, I had to quarantine. After that, I had 4 days like free without a quarantine. And after that, I left for the visit. So when I came back 3 days later, I had to quarantine again. Wow. So I basically spent a month of quarantine of my summer. So, and they announced like yesterday that in 2 weeks, I think people who got the two doses, they will not have to do a quarantine. And I have both doses. So I basically did the quarantine for nothing.
So what are you doing? You playing a lot of video games? You texting? Watching a lot of TV? What, getting caught up on movies? What kind of stuff are you doing?
Yeah, well, I sleep a lot. I work out a lot, and that's pretty much all my days.
Yeah. So you're at home, right? I mean, you're able to quarantine at home, right?
Yeah.
So exactly. At least you're close to family and things like that. So that's a good thing. When you're not in quarantine. Off the field, what kind of things do you get into? Or do you like to hunt, fish, video games? What kind of stuff are you into?
I'm really like close to my friends. So most of my time during my summer, I spend it with my friends. We work out together and we hang out after, and we were always together basically. So nice. That's pretty most of my time. Yeah.
So as you mentioned, you played ice hockey with your friends, that it's basically a religion up there. Obviously it gets colder there sooner and longer than it does down here. And you know, we've often seen, you know, the hockey matches outside. So what's that like growing up? I mean, were there Saturdays, you know, during your non-school days where you just grab a stick and head outside and, you know, find a frozen lake and hop on it? How's that work?
Every night, like after school, we grab a stick and skate and just go at the other rink, just skate with my friends and everything. It's I was always at the rink when I was young. So, yeah.
Now, are you still, have the coaches said, no more ice skating, or are you still able to do that?
No, I think I'm still able to, but it's hard because I'm not home often. But when I'm home, I always call my friend and we go ice skating again.
Well, cool. I do know that the university, I don't know if you're aware, that UofL has, I guess, an ice skate club, an ice hockey club. From what I gather, they're pretty good. They actually play at a rink, an indoor rink, obviously, not far from where I live. So maybe you'll have to check that out when you get some downtime once you get down to Louisville.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine you'll probably see the talent level, and well, it's kind of like, you know, okay, they got a lot of improvement to go, but still could be entertaining for you.
Yeah.
So what is up next for you? I mean, when do you anticipate, obviously you're in quarantine, so you're going to be at home for a while. When do you anticipate coming back into the States and eventually, you know, making your way down to Louisville? Do you know if you're going to be an early enrollee or anything like that?
No, I need to do my full year at Wollaston. So basically I'm done with my quarantine tomorrow. So I'm just going to work out at home until, I think we're going back to Wollaston on September 3rd. So it's a long time far from here. So yeah, well, I'll have like 2 or 3 months to work out at home with my friends and everything. After that, I'll go back, finish my school year, and next September, I'll go to Louisville.
Nice. Have you had a chance to, you know, maybe, you know, through Twitter or texting to get kind of start building a relationship with Papa and Caleb, the other two commitments in the class?
Yeah, they texted me right after my commitment yesterday. So, yeah.
How important do you think that is to form relationships with, you know, your future teammates?
I think it's really important because we're going to spend a lot of time together, and I think we need to be like really close to, basically we're like a family. After some time, we'll have to be like brothers. So I think it's nice that he started texting me right after my coming in. So yeah.
That's cool. And what is it about Coach McNeil that you seem to like so much?
Yeah, I think you can fake a personality. So it was really like some sort of father, or I felt like he's going to be like a great guy, but he's going to say the right things to make me improve without like hiding the truth for me, just to like make me feel better. I don't know if it's clear.
Yeah. Did you get to meet any of the current offensive linemen during your visit?
Yeah, I had to hang out with a couple during the nights. So yeah, they're all really nice and I can't wait to meet them more.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.